it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
My guy, and let's be honest, anybody who knows him, he's your guy too, Greg Wong. And I'm starting talking about my friend, Wonger. He's Wonger to all of us who know him. And Patrick Roycey with just a brilliant column about a great, great friend of his. And I encourage you to read it. Be nice at the Star Tribune to make it a little more easy to find. But the great Mr. Roycey back on Twitter, which they maybe a month ago or so, and just punch in Patrick Roycey, and you'll find the column about Wonger. By the way, on Patrick, he turns 80 on Friday, and he will be here at 2:07 on Friday. The two individuals in the media who I feel like I've known my entire life, there's a third one, but he left us 5 years ago this Saturday. Yep, Saturday is 5 years since my father passed away. But the two guys who I feel like I've known my entire life because my father dragging me into press boxes and clubhouses and locker rooms when no kid belonged there but my father and rules, always optional. And only if they suited him, to be honest. Part of the reason why my kids, the entire time I called Wolves games for 16 years, they never were in the back a single time. Barely went to any games. I was just the opposite. You know, and I did do the opposite because my father put me in spots where I really never wanted to be, especially when I was young. But the two people I feel like I've known my entire life in the media, and I am lucky, lucky, lucky to call them great friends, are Patrick and Wonger. And as Patrick wrote today, our guy Wonger is battling a very severe form of Alzheimer's and dementia. And it was earlier this year. I was at a get-together. There were a lot of people there. And a mutual friend of ours came up and said, you know about Wonger? I said, no, because I saw him last year. He was very thin. And we played golf, and he struggled playing golf. And, you know, Wonger and I had played dozens of rounds of golf together. We traveled to Scotland together. I bet we went on greater Minnesota golf trips half dozen times. Saw each other games, honestly, hundreds and hundreds and other times. Needled each other, joked all the time. And anywhere you went, if Wonger was there, there were people in all aspects of the sports business who just loved the guy. Players, coaches, managers, management, media relations, press box. I mean, this business is filled with massive egos and insecurity. I never saw it once out of Greg, ever. As Patrick eloquently stated it, I mean, Wonger could go to the 1980 Olympics and cover everything in the Trib, and the Star could send five or six people, and Wonger held up just fine. I remember early when I came back in 1990, and it was Bernsey was near the end. And on Fridays, I would end up back in Bernsey's office with Wonger. And I was trying to be detached, but I had known Bernsey my whole life, and he was just one of the greatest characters of all time. Like, if I just say my favorite sports people, Bernsie's absolutely one of my five. But sitting there in there, and everybody's just zinging everybody. And again, I'm 25. I'm here. I didn't want to come back, but the job was too good. And then I'm in there with these two guys who I'd been whole life, and they were giving me as much grief, and I'm giving them back. And then when Greg had to ask Bernsie hard questions, asked him. When I had to do an interview with Bernsie, sometimes finished, call me a few names, goes, remember, we've known each other forever. I go, yeah, I got to ask these questions. You know, Greg got along with him. Greg got along with TK. TK, during his time as manager, not easy to get along with. Herbie Brooks, as when he was at the U, not easy. Greg got along with everybody. And I'm at this get-together earlier this year, and when I found out Wonger had Alzheimer's, and it wasn't good, I remember I stepped away. I was with Michelle, and I said, I got to compose myself here for about 5 minutes because it made me just so damn sad, and then I had to do one thing. I found a spot, and I sat there. I called Patrick, and we talked for an hour because I love him. And, we told Wonger stories. We told great stories. And there are just certain people in your life, if you're lucky enough to know them, you're in a good spot. Because, as Patrick writes, fine writer, fine human being, and he means more than that because Patrick loves Greg. They have been together. You know, Greg stayed at the Pioneer Press for a long time, along with golf. And, I'll tell you this story. In Scotland, in the summer of 2000, so many things changed in my life, including a phone call from Kathleen saying, guess what? After we had debated having another child, all of a sudden I get a phone call, guess what? I'm pregnant. And I was just like, I was elated. I was shocked. I was trying to decide, what does this do? I was going to become the Arizona Cardinals football announcer. I was going to fly back and forth. I was doing an afternoon drive. I was going to all these things. And the next day, I played golf with one guy, Wonger. And we just sat there and talked. And it was the one time Wonger beat me in golf. And he said, you know, Kathleen has to get pregnant more often. Because I was just like, I can't believe what just happened. And thank God, because I was with that young man, and I'm picking him back up as soon as the show's done, and that kid is my hero. And thank God, and this is a transparency show, thank God my semen defeated that IUD.
Heck of a swim team.
Yes, thank you. And Wonger was there, and so we played so many rounds of golf, and he goes, let's play tennis. And I knew Wonger was a very good tennis player. And I was okay myself. So at first, we're playing and we're kind of close early in the first set. And he just kind of goes, okay. And then he just really started playing. And he just whooped me because Wonger was a very good tennis player. And he would fill in sometimes. He filled in the Wolves a lot. And I would kind of help who to talk to. And then I started saying, we're not going to play for anything, but let's pick three players. And let's see who scores the most points, you know. And so he'd be sitting near me because that's when radio could sit in press row. And that's when the media was in press row. And let's say I've got Chauncey Billups, you know. Billups, three! And I'm needling, joking with Wonger. Just a little extra on that. Because he just had a smile on his face. And he was just, I love needling the guy because he needled me back. And then he'd go up my father, and he'd be like, I'm really your son, aren't you? This guy's really not your son. You know, I never saw anybody in the media mad at him. I never saw I saw folks who didn't like maybe when he scooped someone or when he wrote honestly about if a team was screwing up or if there's problems. But as the human, they just knew what a great guy he was.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And, you know, when he stopped the Pen and Press, he basically ran the Dine and Country Club. Marty Last, another buddy. I wonder, again, everybody. Again, I think Patrick nailed it. If you think my father knew everybody, in sports, I think Wonger knew more. In all the other areas, my father knew the whole state. But and again, my father was a handful. Wonger was just the great guy. And so when Marty Last hired Wonger, he did everything in Edina. And everybody just loved him. And to mention Alzheimer's, go to hell. Because what it does to people is the absolute worst. And we had somebody on last week about cancer. And I don't know. I mean, when you think about the ratio, when Taylor left and Inari's going to come in, and at some point Carter's going to come in, and Brad will probably come in during one of the breaks. When we get five or six people in here, how many of us are going to end up our lives when at one point we are who we are right now and we're going to be like Greg, battling Alzheimer's, and he's not the same person? And it, what it does to so many people, it just ravages them.
And their families.
And their families.
And their friends.
And their friends. And it, that's so important because it just makes life so hard. How many people do we know or you read about stories where husband, a wife, son, a daughter, friend are taking care of someone, and maybe they can at first, but eventually they can't because they're overwhelmed. And trust me, as a son who's in a really good stretch right now, and there are kids who have many more seizures than Quentin, and there are kids who have more severe forms of autism that Q has, or, I mean, I was wiping Quinny's booty when he was close to 20. Did I think I would be doing that? Did I think I'd be helping him try to go because of all the gastro stuff, right? And it's what's in front of you. And you do it. We can manage. And we can be amazingly lucky because Quentin's here. And all the folks who battle or watch a loved one battle Alzheimer's, and a lot of times just take their mind and their soul and their being away from them, I'm so sorry you have to see that. And when I first saw Patrick wrote about it, I thought Greg had passed. But tomorrow is his birthday. So never, ever forget when you have the Greg Wongs in your life, who just the same person, smart, hardworking, but also lived a great life away from sports. Great meals we had together. He was a great skier, tennis, his great wife Donna, and the fun they had. And, you know, then with Alzheimer's, you're like, because you want to say, I hope you live a long, long life. Just hearing the stories about Greg, I just want Greg to have peace. So never, ever take for granted what we have. Never, ever take for granted just the high-quality people you have in your life. And of those folks who are facing somebody close to them with dementia and Alzheimer's, don't be afraid to cry sometimes. Don't be afraid to feel vulnerable. Don't be afraid to seek help. Because sadly, it can be any one of us. And I talk a lot of honesty on this show, including about my sleep. Another just disastrous sleep. And I cannot believe I'm 60. I am. I can tell you what happened and a 1994 Wolves game against the Sonics on March 22nd. Right now, my memory is still razor damn sharp. But there are a lot of people who are that way and things change. And I hope we start making immense progress in this area. There's a story today, even a small amount of alcohol in increasing the risks of dementia. And then we'll probably have another story. A couple glasses of wine next week is good for you. But among the breakthroughs we need, Dave, we need a breakthrough on Alzheimer's. We need a breakthrough on dementia. And I know it's inevitable. We're all going to age. Not everybody's going to live to 100. Not everybody's going to pass away on October 18th, 2020, at their house, in a chair, 5 minutes before, when his son spoke to him for 5 minutes and he hadn't spoken for hours. And also he leaned forward to me and said, "I love you too." And he died around his family after writing a column the day before. Because sadly, there are people in their 40s and 50s and 60s and something happens. We just can't take for granted what we had. We can still talk about things where, you know, give strong opinions and you can text me and agree and praise and go at me. It's still just a stupid little radio show. And the people around us, whether it's your family or friends, are what makes life worth living. And my life has just been better because of Wonger. And I know everybody out there has people that they feel that way about. So Wonger, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I'm going to do something we've done a lot together, and I wish you were with me tomorrow. So I'm just going to get ahead and say happy birthday to my great friend, Greg Wong, tomorrow.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.